a warrior? Do you really think Renfri was a warrior? Stay tuned and you'll find out. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel, and by the end of this episode, you will understand why Renfri was indeed a warrior. Make sure though to subscribe to the channel and hit that bell so you know when a new video is live. Let's dive right in. Who is Renfri? Since The Witcher came out in December of 2019, it has felt like freaking decades. Renfri was part of the first episode, The End's Beginning, which is very fitting for her story. Father marries new woman. Woman turns into wretched stepmother. Stepmother looks into mirror and sees that only is she prettier than her in all of the land. No, she sees the future through this mirror, seeing that Renfri is going to kill her and many others. So she does what any stepmother would do, and she hires a thug to take Renfri and kill her. Yet instead, he robs her and rapes her. During the deed, though, she was able to push her brooch into his eye, into the back of his brain.
Ew!
It is at this moment she becomes a warrior. Now, not a warrior like you would think. Yet a Jungarian archetype warrior. The warrior can be very powerful, and it is still at the beginning of the hero's journey, preparing for the journey to come. Unfortunately, through the trauma that she endured, she latched on to all the shadow traits of the warrior archetype. Arrogance, aggressiveness, and always looking for a fight. I do feel like towards the end of the episode, she started to go into more of a sadist shadow quality of the warrior archetype. This is when they're able to detach from human relationships and emotions. She literally was just like, I am only seeing red. Even though she may have defeated her mother, she was laser focused on defeating Stregobor. She could have just seen how powerful she got, how skilled she got in pretty much being an assassin. She had a band of brothers who had her back. She could have just gone about her business, but no. She was fixated and wouldn't stop picking fights until death. Do you agree with the warrior archetype for Renfri? Comment warrior below. My emotional connection. When we first meet Renfri at the bar and Geralt is getting kind of harassed by her men, and she keenly gets up and kind of humiliates the man that was talking to Geralt, they immediately back down. That shows her power. I thought she was awesome. I was like, he is gonna bang her, which he does. And she shares with him how much she wants to kill Stregobor. I relate to wanting something so badly that you're just fixated on it and you can't stop thinking about it. You can't stop, you know, formulating plots and plans and figuring out what you're going to do until it kills you. You have an ultimatum. Lesser of two evils. You can either choose to continue down that path hurting yourself or move on and realize you just need to let it go. Which it was at this point, it looked like she was actually going to take that route. She kept bringing up how Geralt kills monsters. And I was like, perfect. She understands and respects that he doesn't want to kill other humans. She appreciates him seeing her more than a monster, which, I mean, I feel that way sometimes. When I have anger or jealousy or fear or anxiety, I feel like we're not able to show those feelings. And I feel like a monster. I feel like I'm not correct because society doesn't like those feelings being out there. She says she's going to leave Blaviken. I respect her. She chooses the higher ground, which I feel like a lot of times we have to, even though it's hurting us super deep down inside. She seems strong and had direction. I admire a female role that portrays these traits. I want to hold such traits. I want other women to have these traits. Level-headed, strong, powerful, intelligent. She even gave us some really cool insight during the telepathic sex scene. Then the next day happened. She is so focused on defeating Stregobor. She literally pushed Geralt's hand. He made a choice. Yet in her defense, I believe she actually knew that this was going to be the outcome. The way that she was talking, it almost sounded like she had a premonition of this. And Geralt gave her so many chances. He kept stopping. She just kept fighting back. I really felt sorry for her. Like complete sadness as she's wilting in his arms. There have been so many times I have fought for so long about something, even a really shitty relationship, fought forever. Finally, just killed me in the end. It shapes us. It changes us. Do you believe that Renfri was wrong, or was she wronged? Are you upset that Stregobor won this battle? And do you think she was a monster in her own way? Leave a comment below. Like this video if you enjoyed this content. Make sure to subscribe and hit that bell so you know when the next video is live. New content arrives every week. You can join me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Genesis or any of my social media handles. I am Jenna Clark. Make sure to share this with someone you know who loves The Witcher. And until next time, always remember to geek responsibly.